Gender ideology cult: Scottish parents may face years in jail for not allowing children to change gender. By Amy Furr on January 11, 2024. Parents in Scotland are in danger of going to jail for quite some time if they refuse to allow their children to change their gender. The disturbing news comes per recent plans by the Scottish National Party, SNP, Britain's news channel reported Wednesday, noting parents could face 7 years behind bars. Scotland is looking at implementing a ban on conversion therapy, which would criminalize any actions designed to change or suppress the gender identity of another individual, and any action that causes another individual physical harm or psychological distress. A Telegraph report published Tuesday offered more insight into the plans. SNP ministers acknowledged that so-called conversion practices often took place in a family setting, raising the prospect that parents could be criminalized if they refused to go along with their child's declaration that they are transgender. Stopping someone from dressing in a way that reflects their sexual orientation or gender identity was put forward as an example of an action that would become illegal, even if a parent believed they were acting in a child's best interests. A consultation states that alongside new criminal sanctions, preemptive civil orders could be obtained against parents or religious leaders, even where conversion practices had not yet taken place. The outlet noted critics are worried the proposals would ultimately hurt freedom of speech, privacy, and day-to-day family life. It is important to note that in 2017, government officials in Scotland were warned that plans to legally allow children to change genders amounted to state-sponsored child abuse, Breitbart News reported at the time. Per the Britain's News Channel article, Director of For Women Scotland Marion Calder voiced her worries over the parental issue. She stated, "We have grave concerns that these plans will criminalize loving parents, who could face years in jail simply for refusing to sign up to the gender ideology cult. They will also hand activists and social workers unprecedented powers to meddle in family life, while having a chilling impact on therapists and counselors." In April, a mother and father in East Renfrewshire, Scotland, recounted a terrible situation in which they were reported to social services after they misgendered their autistic child, according to the Daily Record. The parents, whose two teenage girls both identify as boys, claimed the stress caused by the intervention amid family counseling sessions had been a living nightmare, the report said, noting the issue dragged on for months until officials told them the case was dropped. The parents, whose children are now 14 and 16, were undergoing family therapy with the NHS's Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, CAMHS, last year when they were told they were being reported to social services for not using their eldest child's preferred pronouns. In August, For Women Scotland blasted leftist SNP Member of Parliament Thara Black after she compared critics of the transgender movement to white supremacists, Breitbart News reported at the time. The group said her words were a damning indictment of her intellectual capacity and her fitness to act as a legislator. Her inability to grasp why highly vulnerable women in prison, fleeing domestic violence, or being cared for in hospital might not want to share intimate spaces with someone of the male sex suggests that it is long past time she got out of her highly cosseted, gilded bubble, its statement added.